News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Joined by Alan O'Reilly of Carlo Weather. Alan, looking ahead to the weather forecast, is a real cold snap in the coming days, but it does look kind of bright and sunny.
Yes, Shane, it will be largely bright and sunny, but there is some showers and there actually are some falling in parts of Ulster this morning, and there's the first snow cover of 2026 in some parts of Ulster this morning as those showers turn to sleet and snow. But you're right, lots of sunny spells today, but the wind chill will really bite, and that northerly wind will really make it feel much, much colder now, really, from today right through into the weekend.
Okay, how cold are we talking about in terms of when the wind chill kicks in?
The wind chill is going to make it feel like -6, -7, maybe even -8 degrees, and you will see a lot of frost now over the coming nights. Temperatures will get down to as low as -4 degrees over the next couple of nights, really. Tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night, Monday night, you're looking at a frost.
How long will this cold snap last for?
It looks likely that some less cold air and some rain will return on Tuesday for a time, but then the cold air could return again behind that. A lot of uncertainty around exactly how cold it will stay and whether that rain will turn to sleet or snow. Maybe possibly if you get the low pressure system coming from the south meeting that cold air, you could have snow for a time before turning to rain. But really, it does look like the first at least 7 days of January are looking quite chilly.
So snow in high areas, you doesn't sound like you're expecting much generally, though, in terms of snow.
No, generally away from really the north and the northwest, it'll be dry and sunny with just a very odd shower up until at least Tuesday. Beyond Tuesday, though, you know, it is some risk of rain, but the risk of snow does become a little bit higher than for other areas. But really, it could be a mix of rain, sleet and snow.
OK, I see the UK Met Office has issued snow and ice warnings for parts of the UK. I presume people need to be careful on the roads. Are we looking at ice on the roads, particularly in the morning?
Yes, we're looking at a lot of icy patches over the coming days, so you will want to take good care. And those showers where they do fall, even if they are sleet or rain, when you freeze, and obviously those icy patches will continue. And there won't be a lot of thaw over the coming days. And obviously on Monday the 5th, everybody will be heading back to school and work. And, you know, those will be tricky. That will be a tricky morning because it will be pretty icy out there.
OK, Alan O'Reilly, Carlo Weather, thank you indeed for that update.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.